And understood correctly, and that's the
translation.
Hay que esperar a que interprete porque están siendo problemas de, el puente.
Okay.
I was saying that I will go again to the non-refoulement principle, and maybe I didn't understood correctly, but I will pose again the question about the cases, the number of cases, either of occasions in which the analysis of the risk has been the reasons for denying or for not taking the decision of expulsion, return, surrender, or extradite a person. And on the other side, if when a person has invoked the risk, the decision has taken into account that question posed by the person, and the number of cases in which this has occurred, that would be that the risk being invoked or taken into account by the state. That will be the first one. I would also. I was not clear. I was talking about the risk of being subjected to an enforced disappearance. Thank you. I was assuming that we were talking about that. Yeah, but the risk of being subjected to an enforced disappearance. With regard to the training, I would like to ask again of the measures, not only not the measures, but the training, not only for the police, but for other authorities, the migrant authorities, the judges and prosecutors, the medical authorities, and every other authorities, because we have clear what is happening in the police, but the convention established that other authorities also need to be trained specifically on the convention. No, that's it. No more.
Okay. Gracias. Thank you very much. Thank you again for your cooperation and for your answers. And as it's normal in this type of cases, you get more information and then more questions arise. But that's the